Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
An unprecedented blessing in the Senate has big implications for Democrats and President Biden. Last night, Democrats said the Senate's nonpartisan parliamentarian, the in-house rules expert, ruled that Democrats could use the reconciliation process more than once in a fiscal year. Okay, let's back up because that sentence can be dizzying. Reconciliation allows budget measures to pass with a simple majority, like just one vote, instead of the supermajority often required for major legislation. You might remember Senate Democrats already used the maneuver to push through Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package last month without any Republican votes. Well, the ruling last night could clear the way for the president's infrastructure and jobs package to pass in the same way. Here to help me explain is NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. And so talk more about that, Sue, what this means as President Biden is now pushing his $2 trillion American jobs plan.
Well, as you noted, the budget reconciliation process is something that's born out of the annual budgeting process. And normally, I think there was a broad view of acceptance in Capitol Hill that you get a one-and-done bite of that apple with each annual budget process. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he interpreted the budget law differently, and he went to the Senate parliamentarian to say, is my interpretation of the budget law correct? Now, I want to caution here, we have not seen the actual parliamentarian's ruling. We've only gotten the interpretation given to them through Schumer's office, so it is coming through a bit of a partisan lens. But Schumer's office last night said that the parliamentarian did agree with him that they could pass more than one bill using the reconciliation package. Now, this could open up any number of potential opportunities for Democrats, not just for this infrastructure bill, but for other controversial legislation that involves tax and spending that Democrats want to get through this year. I think, frankly, Democrats were always looking at reconciliation as the vehicle to pass this $2 trillion or what they can of this $2 trillion infrastructure proposal. This just makes it likely that they can do more pieces of it in more vehicles and get more done.
Yeah. Well, budget reconciliation only applies to budget bills, not, say, gun control or voting reform. So the question is, would this entire bill fit in that budget category, this infrastructure bill? Republicans, as you know, say no. And by the way, we said this was a blessing. Well, for Democrats, maybe. But Republicans say only a fraction of the money would go to, you know, as they say, real infrastructure issues like home care or electric vehicles. They shouldn't count. Here's Republican Roy Blunt of Missouri on ABC's This Week.
I understand the dynamic of taking a popular title and wrapping it around a big bill that it's a fairly small percentage of, but it's the difference in whether you'd have a bipartisan easy win or a very partisan broad-based $2.25 trillion package.
So, Sue, what more are Republicans saying?
Well, I think Roy Blunt has a point here. This isn't just about infrastructure. You know, it's the common term we're using for it, but this bill is so much more than that. I mean, I think it's been likened more to something along the lines of the New Deal. I mean, we're talking about $2 trillion here, and he is right that there's much more in this bill beyond just building up traditional infrastructure. Democrats are also using it as a vehicle to address climate change, racial inequities, healthcare in some regards. It is an expansive government intervention into almost every aspect of our lives. And Democrats will point to the fact that if you actually ask people what they think about these proposals, they often tend to be quite popular, as we saw with the stimulus checks and with the economic stimulus package. The country likes it. The country likes it when the government's spending money. So Biden has sort of redefined what he views bipartisan as is not necessarily seeking the approval of Republicans in Congress, but seeking a majority of approval of the country as the metric for what should and shouldn't get done in Washington.
Well, and we also know that Democrats are turning themselves into pretzels to show that climate is infrastructure. You need runoff ditches on the roads, you know, alongside roads for rising waters, things like that. But, you know, President Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg say the plan could also add millions of jobs.
They could. And I mean, frankly, it probably can. This is one of the reasons why traditionally infrastructure and highway bills have been very popular in Congress. This kind of spending does tend to have an economic boost and it does tend to have a job boost. I mean, you need people to build these buildings and to repave these roads and to improve electric car access and all of those things. I mean, that would likely be a conclusion of it. what I think the philosophical difference is here is that the Republican Party continues to maintain the view that this isn't the role of government to do this, that they want to rely more on private enterprise and on the free market versus having the government play such an intense financial role in juicing the economy. You know, I think that they're going to have a bit of an uphill battle here because Democrats clearly have the process on their side. The question is, can they keep the party unified behind it?
And we only have a few seconds, but as you said, we haven't yet seen this ruling from the Senate parliamentarian. But is there a sense that it could just make all the objections moot?
No. I mean, they really do need to keep 50 Democrats in line in the Senate. You lose one Democrat and the whole thing falls apart. So I still think Democrats have a very, very, very high bar to try to cobble together something that is hugely expansive legislation and get it through without any Republican support. That is not going to be easy.
NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis, thank you.
You're welcome.